Hello, Captain. How have you been today?
I'm sorry, I haven't been able to come see you earlier. Quite a few things have demanded my attention. But you understand, having a ship of your own to care for, it's a temperamental ecosystem.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. You may not be at the helm, but I'm sure something will have been figured out by now.
Or do you have that little faith in your crew? Regardless, word has yet to reach of any further ensnarement.
And why would it? Unless you're implying that I'm losing grip on my assigned territories.
An accusation I'm sure you wouldn't make lightly. You always were the only one to pose any real threat.
Word has it that none of your runner-ups have made significant enough progress in their imitations to resemble your talents of infiltration. Which is very lucky for the both of us.
I can't imagine it'd feel especially fortunate to survive this ordeal, only to discover that you've been effectively replaced.
I certainly wouldn't enjoy being the one to aid in that downfall. If you're going to have a routine smuggler jeopardize your position, might as well be one you can protect. Now that is a decent point.
It was certainly unusual, the way you offered yourself up. Very noble sacrifice. Though I suppose I knew the precise techniques of torture waiting for me.
I'd also have the confidence to slip my wrists into the cuffs. Oh, are we still playing that game?
No, it's fine.
It's fun.
Though at a certain point, I do get tired of pretending. A bit can only run for so long. But I suppose we haven't gotten there.
Quite yet.
And I do enjoy the demolition process, so.
So, let's keep it going.
Did you really think you could get away forever? Constantly flying circles around the Navy's fleets, chartering all manner of questionable goods. High off your hubris and thinking you'd never have to face the consequences. Sorry. It's hard to keep a straight face. Maybe it would be easier if I hadn't been the one to leave the breadcrumbs.
Oh, nothing. Just that. I wonder what it was that finally got you to abandon your notable sense of self-preservation. That's right. Your cargo was a bit different this time.
Transporting refugees comes with a tad more weight than stolen weaponry. At least to a man with a conscience.
Hard to come by out here. Rather refreshing.
Of course, humans are complex. There's rarely only one motivator behind their actions. Not that I'm saying you're anything less than a hero, no. Those poor people below your decks are on their way to sanctuary thanks to your voluntary spirit.
But perhaps there was something about the situation that lessened your fears. Made the decision an easier one. I wonder what it could be.
Of course. Well, I'm sure you had a different impression of how I treated my prisoners. You were born witness to it, after all, though that was years ago. Back when you were barely more than a grunt on your predecessor's ship, I remember catching your eye through the grates in the vent.
How long had you intended on watching that interrogation session before making your escape?
It was quite a lengthy process.
You know, I have always wondered exactly how much influence I've had on the trajectory of your life. Well, clearly I made an impression. Through our later interactions, at the very least. How many times have I caught you sneaking through my assigned territories? Don't act like there haven't been easier routes you could take. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, that someone's just a fucking... No, I suppose you're right. There must be some level of true animosity. He did die, your captain. But you're better than he was. We both know that. Just like we both know, you'll get your ship back if you want to. Which means there must be some element of security in your presence here. Right. Oh, I keep forgetting the refugees. That heart of gold of yours really does shine through. And it has absolutely nothing to do with my methods of extraction. Did you know I don't even use those every time? Some prisoners require a bit more force to cough up information. Doesn't always end the way they'd want it to. Something... I expect you're confident you could wriggle your way out of, if need be. But not before acquiring something very specific. And I apologize, I'm so sorry, because I know you haven't gotten it yet. I never did anything to you that you didn't want. Discounting the stab wound, but that's from so long ago. Bygone status, I would hope. Do you remember that moment? It was the first time I'd really gotten a close look at you. And I have to admit, I liked what I saw. You went from the irritating serial trespasser to my irritatingly charming rival of sorts. I could see something shift in you too. Though I suppose it could have simply been your body going into shock. Is it a sensitive scar? No, it's healed well enough. I like it. It's like I've branded you. What do I want? What about you? You practically wrapped yourself with a bow to be delivered to my doorstep. Couldn't be anything to do with the cartel member you ran into recently, could it? I have my informants, of course, and he had some very interesting things to say about his ordeal. Not that anything he said could possibly be true. I may have a reputation around these parts, but certainly not for any of the repulsive acts that he was describing. Not to mention, if he'd actually have been aboard my ship, he wouldn't have left with the ability to run his mouth. Everybody knows that. Let alone spread such ridiculous rumours at your most frequented bar. But you know better than that, don't you? You can trust your own eyes. They've certainly seen enough. So, how about a touch of honesty from your end? Just how long have you been contemplating simply giving yourself over? Getting caught? anxiously awaiting the hour I come to visit. That sounds like foreplay. No, you were probably expecting something quicker to the point than this. How many days has it been? I suppose it's hard to tell in here. Should I open the blinds? No, still in Nairobi's orbit, so if you calculate the shadows right, it ought to tune you into the approximate length of your stint. I have to say, you really have stayed remarkably true to character. This is admirable. Such a resilient man. I'm not sure I could say the same if I were in your situation. Helplessly bound, starved, teased, just aching for a hard, solid fuck to take it all away. And the one I felt guaranteed upon my capture. Only for said captain to unzip my suit. Expose my naked skin to his greedy wandering eyes. Run his fingertips across my body. Down my neck. Grazing my nipple delicately. Just enough to make me shiver. And then again, more deliberately. Make me cry out. But I suppose I'm just sensitive. And follow the line of my body, curving in right at that pretty waist, the swell of my hips. My skin would be raised for sure. Especially when he got to my thighs. Just to quickly push them apart. What will he do to me? I'm dying to find out. Will he simply trace the soft skin as he gets closer and closer, finally touching Did the hypothetical waken something in you? It's all right, don't be embarrassed. I enjoy seeing your more human side. You're more than a simple career criminal, after all. And you deserve to be appreciated for all of your many dimensions. Tell me, have you ever been shown what the male body is capable of feeling down here? Don't park. It was only a question. Don't be shy. I have it on good authority that there is a powerful pleasure center where you might not expect it. Unless, perhaps, you've already discovered that for yourself? do you get up to? Sailing through the many galaxies. I'm sure I can only speculate. You seem to be so impatient to get the ball rolling. Laying here, at the mercy of my whims for who knows how long. Letting me do these things to you. Wondering when I'm going to come in and just fuck you. So why not get things started? Oh, to lower your voice, you'll only wear it out. A part of the fun relies on hearing those pretty moans. Definitely don't want to lose it too soon. Yeah, such nice lips. Suck. Do it. Get them wet. You'll need a lubrication. No biting. Unless choking is what you want. Good. Use your tongue more. Oh, very good. More enthusiasm than I was expecting. Are you hinting at something? I do love your glare ever so much. I covered it. All right, that's enough. Now, let me just. Well, that officially answers that question. I assume seeing it jump like this is a good indicator to go. Oh, relax. I know you'll need a little bit more help. I'd never subject you to something so invasive without proper lubrication. I'm not a true sadist. Here we are. Perfect. That will do.
Soldier, return to your post. Well, she seems to have taken a liking to you. Not that I could blame her. There we go. Let's try this again, shall we? I'll just gently breath. You're so sensitive here, I haven't even stuck it in. Are you protesting because you don't think you'll like it? Or because you're terrified that you will?
Why don't we just find out? Deep breath for me. Come on. It will happen, whether you prepare yourself or not. I'm simply trying to ease that transition for you. Breathe out. Oh, very good, Captain. Oh, you're doing so well. Uh-oh. Just a little bit more, right? You can do it. Oh, you've had much bigger. That scar I left on you proves it. Oh, very good. Oh. Oh, it was so tight around my finger. Oh, Captain, you're being such a good little slut for me. Oh, that's another twist. My goodness. Are you feeling neglected? In the one spot you wanted my attention the most. I suppose it can allow for some interaction. You've been very patient. I'm going to just keep thrusting my finger there. Don't want to lose the moment. Why don't we lube this up too? Oh. Just how many fantasies are you living out right now? Oh. Very good. Oh, so rigid. Men really are so interesting. We don't have enough of them on board. And the way their bodies react. Fascinating. Should I go slow? I'll match the pace. How about that? I mean, ultimately, I will do whatever I want, but it's always good to be polite. You put up a real fight when my crew was setting you up in here. Why is that? You did give yourself over willingly, after all. I would storm in, gun drawn, and put you in your place. Just forced you down on the bed. Have my way with you. I wonder if you pictured yourself overpowering me at some point. How many different ways would you take me? Obviously, with the guards outside. You'd have to rely on my lack of desire to call them off, lest you'd be shackled even more heavily. And then I'd have no choice but to punish you. Using all my pent-up aggression out, leveraging it at your body, and making you sorry that you ever crossed. Well, I am sorry things didn't go according to your plan.
It's just that I had one of my own.
None of it involved riding you within an inch of your life, unfortunately. I do have a genuine purpose for you at the end of the day. Can't have you cum drunk and slurring.
Oh, is it good?
You seem to be pretty happy with my fingers. Although maybe a bit more lube without things on. You still playing dumb? You really are committed to the bit, aren't you? Does it make you feel weak to admit otherwise? Have you even acknowledged these hidden desires? Or do you tamp them down, hoping that they'll quietly resolve themselves? Surely you've attached yourself to the thought of me. And the encounters that we've had have Sometimes we've gotten a bit too close. No way, we're always neck and neck. At this point, I even recognize your scent. Oh, it battles out enough. There's always a sorrow when we merely pass each other by. Fire cannons at a distance, which is, unfortunately, a more frequent experience. I can feel so empty. Perhaps only the taste of it was enough to get me addicted. I really don't enjoy living off of scraps. Though I suppose the rarity of it does make it all the more delicious. Was this a desperate attempt to finally quench your thirst? Just get it out of your system once and for all. You know, I chose this room for a reason. I found it to be the most romantic, what with the multi-moon view. I thought it might put you at ease. I don't know how much it worked. But I do want to apologize, as these cuffs are sturdier than you're probably used to. Recent upgrades. I hope that doesn't put too big a dent in your escape plan. Oh, I can see you straining so hard. Is it too much? Never you mind. We'll take little breaks. Give you the time you need. Oh no, I'm so sorry. Were you close? But I thought you didn't want to come. I thought this was torture. Oh, what did you think then? Did you think that I would simply sink onto your cock slowly, inch by inch, letting you stretch me? Oh God, the sounds that would come out of me. And just taking it all as deep as possible. And then bounce whatever information I wanted out of you. Milk you until you cry. And you give me everything I demand. Leave you some disheveled, sticky mess contemplating every action that led up to this moment. Personally, I believe it was inevitable. Either of us could only resist for so long, and eventually, I imagine you'd come back to your ship with enough comforter to last you. But the problem with that, you wouldn't be able to stop at just one time. No. I'm just looking at the expressions you're making now. Oh, it will never be enough. Your poor sex-altered brain would simply start moving. You were practically banging at my cabin door. And we'd fight, because that's what we do. You'd get a gun to my chin and I'd have a dagger at your throat and you'd still pretend that I had won. Just so you can feel my
out of you.
That was a bit too close. Oh. Don't whimper. You don't want this. Remember, you don't. No. No, no, no. Oh, Captain. Oh, you're simply some poor soul, taken advantage of by the deranged Navy Admiral that he scorns time and time again. So sad.
Always managing to evade. Running from what he wants.
Though finally, at the very least, she seems to be coming to an understanding of the word no. Denial can be a very useful tool if utilized properly.
Well, to think you should know better than to call me crazy.
Because then, darling, what does that make you? Let me tell you what I see. I see an undeniably powerful man, laid nearly bare on a metal table, heavy breathing through a set jaw, toes curled, eyes rolling back in his head, trying and failing pathetically to hold in his moans, while he arches his back, bucking against my hand and pretending that he isn't exactly where he wants to be. Say exactly what you want me to do. Torture you. To what end? Ah, how clinical. In the words that will make that beautiful cock of yours twitch. And don't forget to say please. I could do that. But it isn't what I have in mind. And at this point, you should know I'm very stubborn. I could resume my handwork from before, though. How does it feel when I twist my wrist? Well, that face tells me all I need to know. You're trying so hard not to fully give in, to retain some level of control. Why? Oh, do you want to save yourself from my cunt? Afraid you'll miss the opportunity. You must feel it's inevitable. Mm-hmm. And the only question then must be when. But that, I'm afraid, is my call. So I hope you're prepared to continue holding off while I better my understanding of this gorgeous body. What will happen if I vary up the pressure? And what if I press the finger inside? Rub right here. Oh, that's the spot, isn't it? Oh, lovely. I think I'll go faster as well. I wasn't expecting you to get shy. Not now. What's wrong? Let them hear. I bet that pretty guard outside is listening in against her better judgment. And she knows it's wrong. She's trying to ignore it. But she has to fight the urge to squeeze her legs together. She hears your voice rasping out. Is mine, loudly, proudly enjoying you. And she, she yearns. And that's straining her willpower. And she's a soldier. What does that say? That she can't help but bite her lip. And just that brings her shame. Huh. What would you do? If in the early hours, just before her shift ends, when I'm long gone, she realizes she can't take it anymore. And she unlatches the door, all 13 locks, makes her way inside, saunters, hips swaying, breasts lightly heaving. It isn't even done for show. It's simply the way her body reacts to the thought of what she's about to do. And she'll only somewhat disrobe, only a few buttons, just to be safe. Perhaps a couple extra, because she can't help herself. She'll size you up and down. Further verifying that, yes, you are exactly what she wants. Gently trace her fingers up and down your cock. Play with the head. Harden you almost against your will. All the way to the hilt. Moan so loudly you both hold your breath. And she'll cover your mouth. And move. Off. And she's so tired. so warm and so wet. And you're trying to hold back, but eventually your body just starts to rise. And what else can you do but just let her have her way with you? You've tried bucking. You've even tried barking out threats. But nothing is going to scare either of you more than the sight of my silhouette in the doorway. I don't know. What would I do? I think, since she wanted to come so much, I'll let her finish what she started. It wouldn't take long. It's obvious that you're better than all the rest. Not that it's outside of my jurisdiction, but do you think I would be justified if I grabbed her by the hips and forced her to bounce even harder? You think you could hold out? It's a punishment for you, too. I'm sure she'll try to fight it, but all she'll be able to do is come again and again, clinching down on you, rising on your cock, and between the desperation to save herself and the biological reality of one intense orgasm after another, because she was willing to risk so much, I can't let her stop at once. And you, poor thing, I'm just getting completely milked, shooting up so hard and deep inside her. It would be a miracle if she didn't leave pregnant. And it's because of you, isn't it? Even if you didn't begin as accommodating, being used like a sex toy is just too delicious a call to ignore. I even have the chains to justify it. Oh, how is the torture going? How many times was that? How many almost? I worry you'll start to get sore soon. Your body is very slutty, isn't it? But at this point, we both know you're getting off to the idea of the situation just as much as the physical sensation. Dirty, filthy little mind. So after all that, when she begging me to stop and dripping with the both of you, I let her go to anxiously await her consequence. And you, you'll be spending the night. I'll just stroke your hair till you fall back asleep. Because even after all of that, you still belong to me. And the whole ship could take turns riding you into the next evening. You are still mine. And that's what you want, isn't it? And that's the whole reason you've gotten yourself into this predicament. Thank you for treating me well. Thank you for owning me. Not for too much longer, I'm sure. Now I wonder how much patience you'll showcase if it means finally petting me. Should I test it? Just how much edging are you willing to take before you cut your losses? Nothing to say. I'm sure you'll recover your spark by our next visit. But for now, I suppose we should disengage. Breathe in. Breathe out. Don't think you're not in hot water. I'm not especially pleased by how hard this little fantasy has gotten you. Throbbing in my hand, thinking about being inside another woman. After everything I've done for you. I don't like being disrespected. So you just stay put for now. Think about why you're in the wrong. I'll give you some time, and then I'll be back to dole out your